Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Wednesday, July the 26th of 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about the power of one. We want to talk about the power of you, because you are the one. Contrary to popular belief, everything depends upon you. You are the captain. You are the director. You are the star of your own show. It is very important, my brothers and sisters, that we really understand that you are the CEO of You Incorporated. And it's very important to understand this basic understanding of what that means. Because it's not really taught. We are taught to depend upon sources and things outside of the self. We don't really understand this whole thing called sovereignty and the fact that you are a sovereign individual. And as a sovereign individual, you have certain inalienable rights. These rights are only given to you, but they are given to you by your creator. These rights cannot be legislated. These rights cannot be administrated. These rights cannot be dictated. So regardless of what outside influence that you have upon your life, your power comes from you. Your ability to understand that. Because I always thought that that sounds a little arrogant, a little cocky, a little selfish, a little egotistical. Because I didn't understand what that statement means. So I need to make sure that you understand what that statement means and that you're not making the same mistake that I am making or that I made. And that mistake that I made, and I see this mistake that a lot of people are making, is that your past is holding you back. Your dependence upon other things and other people are holding you back. Your inability to see your true worth and your true value is holding you back. Your dependence upon things outside of the source or outside of you is holding you back. The inability to take in all of the people and all of the information that God sends your way, because you ask the universe to help you, and then the universe sends the help, but then you reject the help. It's amazing. We pray for things, and then we ask for things, and then we don't understand, because we don't understand how to unite ourselves. So this is not a message about other things and about other people. So most people talk about, when we talk about the power of many into one. When you make that statement, the power of many into one, or when you make the statement, the United States, and we talk about the United States, we're talking about dispositions that come together. States. So a state is like a state of mind. A state is a particular awareness or consciousness. A state is a particular perception or view. A state, excuse me, is something that we really, really, really hold dear. But we have many different states. We have many different dispositions. We have many different methods and modalities. So how do we bring all of our different hats, all of our different dispositions, all of our different dimensions into one? Well, we live in a multiverse because we are a multifaceted people. So as a multifaceted individual, you live in a multifaceted or diverse universe, and you serve a multifaceted or diverse God. So God can manifest himself. God does manifest himself in many different ways. The universe has many different dimensions. There are many different colors. There's many different musical notes. There are many different elements on the periodic table, but they all come from one. The power of one is the ability to go back to source. The power of one is found in the etymology of the one. So the question now becomes, what is the etymology of the self? Because the power of many, how many blood cells do you have in your body, brother? How many blood cells do you have in your body, sister? Now think about that. All of the blood cells that you have in the body, they have to work together. So there is power in unity. So this ability to develop or to establish what we call unity is key if we want to understand. And excuse me, I just sprayed some air freshener and kind of sprayed too much. So now it's like messing with my throat. But in any event, it's very important, my brothers and sisters, that we understand this word united, and we understand this word unity. Because in order for you to be effective, you need to understand this word. Because right now you are divided. Many of us are divided. It means that we're not really flowing at our maximum potential. That's the reason for the course, Life Optimization. My goal is for you to assist you with optimizing your life. Now, this optimization process allows you to move forward because there's power in unity. Focus, there's power in focus. So right now, the only reason that you're not more wealthy, more healthy, more wise, and in a better relationship is you're not focusing on that relationship. You're not united. You're not one. You're not putting all of your eggs, so to speak, into one basket. So you got so many different options. And because you have so many different options, you have other things. You have distractions. Because there, we live in a world where we have a lot of diversity. And this diversity actually waters us down. It separates us. It does not unite us. Let me say that again. Our diversity is the thing that separates us. It doesn't unite us. And since we're not united, again, it's very, very, very important. Because now, once we are divided, a house divided against itself cannot stand. A double-minded man cannot and will not receive anything from the Pater, from the Father of Light. So the word united means join together. The word united means having a common purpose. So right now, the first thing that you have to do is you have to join together with your spirit, with your soul, and with your body. So the first part, or the first thing that must be united, the first thing that must have unity is your spirit, your soul, and your body. If those three things are not on the same page, then nothing else that I'm saying in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship matters. Nothing matters if you're not united inside of your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and your intellect. Now, that is very easy to say. A lot of people say, well, yes, brother, you know, I am united. But the way that I can tell is by the fruit. Because, again, there is, when you are united, you have the ability to make a decision. And not only do you have the ability to make that decision, you have the ability to continue and move forward in the production of that decision. And one of the things that I noticed inside of myself was the inability to make a decision. And if the decision was made, the inability to stay focused, to stay disciplined, and to exercise order in the direction of fulfilling that decision. And the reason why I was wishy-washy, the reason why I couldn't make that concrete decision, because I wasn't diligent. And the reason why that I wasn't diligent is because I wasn't united. And the reason why I wasn't united is because I had no unity. And the reason I didn't have no unity, because I had no power. And the reason I didn't have no power, I didn't have no understanding. And the reason I didn't have no understanding was because I was ignorant. And the reason I was ignorant delved into guilt, shame, and fear. It's interesting that ignorance comes from not a lack of knowledge. Ignorance is the replacing of knowledge with guilt and with shame or with fear. See, many of us know what to do. We don't have a knowledge problem. We don't know exactly what to do. We got a fear problem. We got a shame problem. We got a guilt problem. Because we're ashamed, we don't do it. Because we're guilty, we don't do it. Because we fear. It's not that we don't know how. It's not that we don't know what. But we're not united. The word united means a single energy or a single entity. From an electrical perspective, the word united, again, has to do with a single power supply, a current and a voltage that is operating or having the same polarity, or what they call the power factor. So this power factor means agreed upon, and it means harmony. So when the body produces hormones, it's because the body is in harmony. And if your body is not producing hormones, so if you got a hormone problem, if you got a thyroid problem, people treat thyroid disease and hyperthyroidism, and the reason that you have a thyroid problem is because you got a harmony problem, because your harmony produces your hormones. If you got a hormone, especially women, I see women all the time, they got a hormone problem. But the problem is not the hormone. Remember, the chemical is the result of the electrical, and the electrical is the result of the metaphysical, the thought. Since your thoughts are not in harmony, your electricity is not firing with the current, with the AC and the DC in harmony. So therefore, the chemicals, the hormones, are not released in harmony. So if you got a hormone problem, you got a thinking problem. And you got a thinking problem because you're not united. The word unite means to combine. It means to incorporate. It means to form a single unit. Moving forward, you need to combine this. You need to become a single unit. You need to become a single column of waveform energy. Let me say that again. To be successful, to optimize your life, to go to the highest height where the Most High God is. Now, you can hang out with the Most Low, but when you go, when you want to hang out with the Most High God, you got to get your shizness together. You got to vibrate on the same frequency as the Most High. Because the Most High is in unity. It's all about being joined together or combined into one. That is the word united. Now there's another word. That word is called unity. So you got to be united in unity. Now, I don't know, there's very few couples that are united in unity. Because the reason that the couples cannot unite in unity is because the man, inside of his mind, his will, his emotion, his imagination, and intellect, inside of his spirit, soul, and his body, he ain't united. So how can I unite? How can I expect my wife to unite with me when she can see that I'm not united with myself? So this is the power of one. The power that you have is when you become one. It has nothing to do with your job, your mate, the Reverend Dr. Bishop, your wife, your children. See, we go outside of ourselves and we look for other people to dress up the self. And then when they don't, we can blame other people. Man, I like when people do that. I love when people join, like, you know, class, they'll join a course or they'll join something. They'll try for like 3 or 4 days, maybe a couple of weeks. And then they'll say, man, this don't work. Now they got an excuse. So that way they can continue their negative behavior. We weren't doing anything anyway. But they don't want to blame themselves. So they got to blame you. Or they got to blame somebody else for their misfortunes. It's very important because unity is the state of being one. Unity is oneness. Now, out of everything that we talk about, and we talk about a lot, y'all know I talk about a lot of stuff. When we come down to being effective, man, it's simple. It is so simple that it's difficult. Because it is simple, it's simple, but we got too many options. It is so simple to just choose one wife or one woman. It is so simple to choose one car. So simple to just choose. Just make a decision. This is the one. The state of being one. Oneness. It means that you are totally committed with all parts. It's a state of being united. So the word united and the word unity are similar, or they are the same. Because it means to become, it means you combine all the parts into one. This is called unification. So the word united, the word unity, gives us this word unification. The word unification has to do with the absence of diversity. Hold up, time out, Brother Will. I thought we wanted to live in a diverse society. I thought diversity, they teach diversity. I remember every major corporation that I've worked at, we went to a diversity class. I remember when I was a popo, we went to a cultural diversity class. And they taught us to be sensitive to other people's culture and diversity. Diversity is a die. If you want to die, have some diversity. See, we throw around words and we throw around terms, and we don't understand what they mean. Diversity is the diabolical opposite of oneness of mind, oneness of feeling. So, yeah, you can be diverse if you want to. Go ahead, try that on for size. See how that works for you, homie. Now, I already tried it out. You can learn from my mistakes. This is why I do these classes. So hopefully, tonight, see, I was one of those dudes that I didn't give a beep, a long beep. Let me continue. Beep. Hold on, not finished yet. Beep. Okay, a few more minutes. Beep. That was me. I was that dude. I had to learn myself. As my grandmother told me when I was a little kid, boy, you got to learn the hard way. Your life is going to be rough. My grandmother was right. How did she know that when I was 5 and 6 years old? Hey, age comes with wisdom. When you live, you learn. She lived a long time, so she learned a lot of stuff. My grandmother told me a lot of things. And this is one of those things that my grandmother told me that I didn't get. And my grandmother used to always talk to me about doing things when nobody was watching, carrying yourself in a manner, in a way, regardless of what other people seeing or thought. Diversity is diabolical. Every corporation in America teaches diversity. It's even in the church now. Diversity is the state of being diverse and different. It means unlikeness. No, so we got this cultural diversity training. Every major place, every company I've worked for, they even have some people on staff that teach cultural diversity. That is the kiss of death. Because diversity means that you seek out malformity, or what we call variety. Diversity is exclusion. The word diversity comes from the word diverse. I don't know if you understand. Diversity simply means diverse. Di means two. Verse means scriptures, words. The word diverse means unlike. It means two different forms, or a multiple, a multi-form. Now, on the surface, that sounds good, but when you break it down, now, I am a didactic teacher. I understand. Now, remember, we started off at the beginning. We said that this is the etymology of one. The word one just seems, that just means that you are a etymologist like me. That means that you find chemistry. You take 118 elements on the periodic table. You trace them suckers back, and when you find them, they all comes back to one chemical. That is the power of one. You get all of these little G's together, and you look at all of these denominations and all of these gods, and you put them suckers in a basket, and then you trace, you do the research, brother. You do the research, you find, you go all the way back to the one. There's only one. But that one, again, is diverse because people want to create a diversion. So diversity, diverse, comes from the word divert, die to. Versity, or verse, song, frequency, wave of vibration. Two waves, two frequencies. But we need one. We live in a world of polarity, but we're trying to get back to, again, oneness or unity, because the power of many is found in one. You got a plethora of blood cells, but they all must be on one accord. You got a bunch of organs, but they almost work together. Right now, your spirit, your soul, and your body, them suckers ain't working together. That is the only reason, brothers and sisters, that you're not more wealthy, more healthy, more wise, and then you're not in a more or in a better relationship. Because why? You are practicing the principle of diversion or divert. So right now, as I'm speaking, you are being diverted. So this word diverse, the word divert, the word diversion has to do with the total opposite of everything that we're discussing today, which is the word one. So since, as the Bible says, a double-minded man. Now remember, I challenge any listener today to go to your job or to go to your corporation and look in your corporate bylaws, your SO, standard operating procedure, the employee manual, and see if there isn't any type of diversity training or if there's any, if the word diverse is not in your corporate logo somewhere. I challenge you to go, even maybe even in your church, see if the word diverse, that's a code word for demonic. The word diverse means different kind. It means a different form. It means a different character. Now, see, I want one kind, God. I want one form. That's the biblical or thought form of the big G, the pleroma. I want one character. That is holiness or oneness with the Father. So diversity for me, when I understand the etymology of the word, when I trace it back. Now remember, this word came from the word that we started with, which remember, in the beginning of the show, we started with the word united, the United States of One. That's you. And the word united, we got the word unity. And the word unity, we got the word unification. Those are the three words that if there's any other words that's in your vocabulary, that is the reason why, one of the reasons why. There's a plethora, there's many of them, but this one, these reasons, is really the biggest, because this makes you powerless. Because you're going to the Father, especially, again, as we just came out of the series, whether you're black or non-black, we broke down that you are a single standing column of waveform energy. You're called a superconductor. That means that you have the ability to oscillate and to vibrate on multiple dimensions and multiple frequencies, but the power comes from one source. So you are an electrical capacitor. You are a nuclear generator. You are a nuclear power plant. So in the next series, we're going to talk about how this nuclear power plant that you, inside of one cell. Now, how many cells inside of your body, brother? How many cells inside of your sister, in your body, sister? One cell inside of the nucleus in one cell has enough power to run a freaking entire country. One cell. Your cells. Now, how many cells you got? So you are the CEO, the chief executive officer of you incorporated. The power of unity is the power of many into one. That means you are the United States of you. You are the United States of one. But you took the sensitivity training. The sensitivity, it dulls your senses with diversity. So somebody called you. Remember they told us, about this whole thing back in the day. And as the United States of America started formalizing, everybody was interested in maintaining their diversity. Now, the diversity means the state of being diverse. Now, remember the word di means two. Versity means universe. So it has to do with the division of the universe. Well, the power comes from when we combine the universe into one. So the word diversity gives us the word diverse. Di means two. Verse means song. Song means frequency. Frequency means wave. Wave means vibration. Vibration means harmonics, harmony. Harmony gives us the hormones. So if everybody got a hormone problem, got a harmony problem, especially if you're a woman. Most women, especially when they get a little older, they all have thyroid problems. It's crazy. And then they all have women on this hormone therapy. Like every woman I know that's over 40, they got them on some kind of hormone therapy because they're not in harmony, because their life sucks, because they married to some dude that don't do shit and treat them like trash and talk to them like trash. Little Johnny grew up to be big Johnny. You didn't discipline his little ass when he was little, and now he's 18 and he's looking at you and he's twice your size, and you wondering why. You say, Johnny, go wash the dishes, and he look at you like, I ain't washing no dishes. And then you go down there and wash them. Man, I wish a Negro would. But, you know, I'm cut from a different, I'm old school. Y'all got to forgive me. Don't send y'all kids around me. Don't do that. That is not good for your children. Because I'm going to raise them suckers right. I raised 18 kids. Well, 13, actually. Not counting my own five. 13 different kids came out in my house. All of them right now, you can go find them someplace in the world. They're all successful. None of them are in prison. If you talk to them, they're going to say, yes, sir, no, sir. They're going to speak to you with respect. Because, again, they understand the power of unity. They understand the power of you being united. They understand the power of unification. Well, Brother Will, what are you talking about, man? You know, you lost me there, brother. Okay, let me give you some scriptures. Y'all know we all like some scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 says this: I appeal unto you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no diversity, or there be no divisions. Di means two, visions, mental pictures in your skull, among you, but that ye be perfectly united, where? In mind and thought. Father, in the name that is above every name, Asher, Ayah, Asher, touch the minds of your people, that they may hear what thus says the Rhema word of God. I don't understand, brothers and sisters, because I get frustrated with myself, not with you. Myself, I know this stuff. I've been teaching this stuff for 20 freaking years, and I still bump my head in the mornings. If I had a 2x4, I would bust my own self in the forehead. This is simple. This is not rocket science. There is no such thing as poverty. There is no such thing as disease. There is no such thing as ignorance. There is no such thing as a bad relationship. They don't exist in the pleroma. The pleroma, the word pleroma means the fullness of the Godhead. It means all of these little G's, when they come up there, them suckers got to drop that, whatever they're doing. Now remember, the little G's are emissions of the big G. The little G's, and that's what we got to remember. We got to read Isaiah. Every once in a while, you got to go back and got to read Isaiah that says, I am the Lord thy God. There is only one. I do good and bad. I do all these things. So when we look at the devil and we curse out the devil and we mad at the devil and we sing the song, I'm going to stomp on the devil, you might want to pimp the game, homie. Because if you trace Lucifer back further enough, you're going to find that Lucifer was the anointed cherub that covered at one time. What does that mean? At one time, Lucifer was a good guy. Now, he did exactly what you did. What did he do? He got some diversity. He went to cultural diversity training, just like you did. And he found out that, hey, I got a culture. My culture, hey, look at me. Remember he was the most beautiful. Remember all of the stones that it talks about in the book of Ezekiel? Jasper, sonyx, all of these stones. They said Lucifer was adorned. They said Lucifer, when he moved, the music came out of him. He was a musical being. He was no instrument. Lucifer don't make music. He is it. Why do you think music is so powerful? Why do you think music moves the soul? Man, y'all better pimp the game. When you listen to music, you listening to Lucifer. Lucifer don't create music. Lucifer is music. It talks about walking in the stones of fire. Lucifer don't create stones that are amplifiers. They amplify sound. That's why all of the witches and all the people that know any stuff about gems and amulets, all of them suckers got some kind of pendant or pendulum that got some kind of stone to amplify their demonic power. They pimp the game. Go to a witch's house and look at all those stones you see. Don't believe me? Go check them out. I already checked it out. Go check it out for yourself. See it with your own two eyes. Ain't nothing like seeing it with your own two eyes. Go down to Louisiana. Go down to Baton Rouge. Go check out Baton Rouge. There's a bunch of that crap down there, homie. What are they doing? Diversity. They are diverting the energy. They're splitting it up in a bunch of different days. It's called fractal geometry. So we live in a holographic universe. What that means? That means that it is divided God up into a bunch of little pieces. It's still God, but when they divide it up, it waters him down. And then they take the energy of God and they use it for negativity. There's only one force, brother. Now, it can be used in many different ways, but don't get it twisted. Remember that it trace it back. Remember, everybody, to be successful in life, I think, this changed my life. I became an etymologist. When I did that, my whole world changed. Now, nobody can lie to me. People tell me words, and I listen to what they say, and then I go look up those words, and then I know who they are, even if they don't know. So when a person tells me I'm a Christian, I believe them, because I look at their behavior, and I say, yep, they are Christians. They doing what Christians do, because I go to Titus chapter 3, and I read the definition of the word Christian, and I say, yep, that's them. That's why they did not call people Christians. That's the title that was given, a derogatory term that was given to people. And we got people, that's why people walk around and call themselves black. Now, colored and Negro and African American, I looked up all those words too. You might want to pimp the game, look them up. If you want to call me something, if you want to call me out my name, call me a black man. I'm good with that. I'm not really a man, but you can call me black, because black is the absence of all color, and black is the inclusion of all color. Well, I looked it up. So you say, when you call me black, you're telling me that I am all color. I am the rainbow spectrum. Okay, I'm down with that. We good. You can say, hey, yo, what's up, dog? I should tell my son all the time, hey, man, don't call me no dog, fool. Then I looked up what a dog is, what the attributes of the dog, and I'm like, hey, call me dog. I'm down with that. I want to be able to detect stuff before it happens. I got a dog last night. The dog was just in the middle of the night. Roo, roo, just started barking. We let him outside. He runs to the back gate. Somebody was out there. So, yeah, when you call me dog, you're saying, hey, basically you got sixth sense. Now, there's some negative attributes, but positive, but I'm cool with it. So the power comes from understanding the terms. Because we live in a world where turns create turns. So if you use the right term, you're going to make the right turn. But if you use the wrong term, you're going to go down the wrong turn. Terms establish turns. Words establish worlds. W-O-R-L-D and W-H. I-R-L, your word, establish your world and your world. So you're swirling around and you're supposed to be a single standing column. It's called scalar technology. If you want to blow your cookies, research scalar energy. I triple dare you to do that. What is the most powerful destructive force on the planet? Scalar technology. They're coming out with scalar weapons right now. Now, I've been talking about scalar technology since I hooked up with my brother, Dr. Will Hawkins, down in H-Town, down in Houston, when we was researching this stuff. Scalar technology, brother. Now, I wrote a book about tachyon energy. Tachyon is great. I wrote a book about toroidal energy, the donut energy, blood cell donut, and toroidal. Donut. Toroidal energy, off the hizzle, faux shizzle. But scalar? Yeah, you don't want to mess with that. You're going to blow some shizness up when you start messing with scalar technology. So you need to become a single. Emphasis on the word single. See, right now you're a double because you took some diversity training. We all did. We all diversified. Brother Will, I got a diversified portfolio. That's good, homie, when it comes to economics. That's bad when it comes to your spirit. Because your spirit, your soul, and your body, them suckers can't be diversified. They got to take orders from the Plutar, from the Pleroma. If they don't, they're going to fall like Lucifer. Do you know Lucifer is just antimatter? That's all Lucifer is. He's anti. So that means that he just reversed the spin. That's what you did. We all did. Right now, all of our chakras are probably spinning counterclockwise. So you need to reverse your chakra spin. You know, you got to do it through sunlight. You got to do it through diet. You got to do it through thinking. Everything that I just talked about in the last series, you got to do that in order to reverse your chakra. Because right now, your chakra has been diversified. You got 7. Some people say you got 12. Now, are all 12, all 7 of your chakras working together? And if they were, you would not be listening to me right now. You'd be sipping pina coladas on the drink. I mean, on the drink, on the beach. And you'll be saying, butler, somebody be doing your nails and your feet. You'd probably be in Dubai somewhere, driving around in your convertible Lamborghini. Not that money is everything, but again, on this planet, that's how they separate us, by our wealth. Unity, it is impossible to be one and not be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship. Because guess what? You draw to your life what you are. So look at your mate. Look at your car. Look at your house. Look at your dog. Look at everything around you. Because if you don't like it, what you're saying is you don't like you. Because it is you. You vibrate. And the stuff that's on your frequency draws and comes into your life. It's crazy because people tell me, I talk to people all the time, man. And they get on there and they talk to me about their spouse. And all the time, the whole time they're talking to me about their spouse, I'm knowing they're talking about themselves. Now, they don't know. Maybe you know. But if you don't know, the more you complain, whatever you see in your spouse is what you have in yourself. You cannot see nothing in nobody else that you don't first possess in yourself. Father, touch the minds of your people. So you got a problem with your supervisor on your job? You got a problem with yourself, homie. Oh, you don't like your neighbor? You don't like yourself. Now we can worship God. We'll go to church on Sunday and turn over every chair, clean out the whole aisle. But then when church is over, look at Sister So-and-so. Walk right past Sister So-and-so like she's dead. Why? She pissed you off last week. But, you know, hey, you got unity. Now, I'm talking about myself. Unity, brothers and sisters, united and unification. Those three words must become a part of your vernacular so that way you become a single standing column of waveform energy. You're like a freaking tornado. You just go through and just tear shizness up, bad stuff, and then you just organize good stuff. You ain't got to. Now, when this happens, let me tell you how good this is. Let me break this down for you guys. When this happens, you ain't got to do nothing. When I say nothing, I mean like stuff comes to you. It's the craziest thing to slice bread. You just make it up in your mind, and whatever you put in your brain, it just draws it to your life. It's like a freaking those lights that draw mosquitoes. It's crazy. I just made up in my mind. I said, I want premium clients. I want people that are willing, able, and capable. I want them to see my worth and my value. I don't want them to go around and convince people that what I'm doing is good. I want people to see it. I just made that up in my mind. I became one. I had one thought. I didn't have no diversity. I had unity. I had a state of oneness. I had a unified, united mental disposition. And what I did was the word united, now remember, it means a single entity. And the word entity means energy. So I got a single energy, one energy. What is that energy? I only want people that are willing, that are able, that are capable. That's all I'm thinking about. 24/7, 365. I sleep, wake up thinking the same shizness. And guess what happens? The people that are not willing, able, and capable, they don't even know why. There's all of a sudden, it's like, man, I used to like Brother Will. I used to listen to his stuff, but I don't like that little short sucker now. They don't even listen to the shows no more. People don't even watch. They just start. The universe separates you, brother. You ain't got. That's what I tell everybody, man. You ain't got to divorce nobody and leave nobody. All you gotta do is change your thinking. They'll leave you. Trust me. Well, don't trust me. Try it out. You don't like your spouse? Guess what you do? Operate in love. Guess what's gonna happen? Your spouse will change, or your spouse will get up and get the beep up out of there. The universe will separate you, homie. You ain't got to do shiznits except be one in mind. Let me read the scriptures again. Y'all like those scriptures. I know y'all Bible thumpers out there. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. First Corinthians, I'm a Bible thumper too. Don't get it twisted. I take my Bible out and bust you in the head quick. No, I'm just playing, y'all. I'm just playing. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. I appeal. Now, God is like, okay, I'm going to get on my knees. I'm going to beg these fools because they don't get it. Now, if y'all could get this, your whole world would change. Why? This is what would happen. Ephesians 4, 11. So Christ himself gave apostles. He gave prophets. He gave evangelists. He gave pastors. He gave teachers. Thank you, Father, because I'm one of those. I'm a teacher. Why did he make me a teacher? Verse 12. Ephesians 4, 12. Now, you're one of those. You're either an apostle, you're a prophet, you're an evangelist, you're a pastor, or you're a teacher. So why did God give you this skill set? To equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. That's why you got your skills, your talent, your diaconia, so that way you can uplift the spirits of humanity, a.k.a. the body of Christ. When, Brother Will? How long am I supposed to be doing this? Verse 13, until we all reach unity. Hold up. Time out, Brother Will. Come on, dog. What you saying, bruh? Okay, let me break it down for you. Father, touch the minds of your people. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. I appeal unto you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions, that there be no diversity. Oh, man, so that means no more cultural diversity classes? Absolutely. A waste of freaking time. Cultural diversity. Okay, we're going to put all the white folks over chimp. Then we're going to put all the black folks over chimp. Then we're going to put all the Hispanics over chimp. So everybody's division and everybody's standing up. Now, I love Dr. Umar Johnson. He's my boy. He's my people. But I'm not down with no Pan-Africanism. He ain't put my black ass in no boat going back to Africa. That's not where I'm from. I was born in America. I got a birth certificate. I was at Polyron Hospital. It's still standing today. So why do I want to go? I'm an American. Now, you can call me a black American, but I ain't no African-American. Now, maybe my ancestors, maybe they came from Africa, but I didn't. I was born chimp. So I'm not interested in no diversity. I like all people. Black, white, blue, green, yellow. I even like little green dudes. I see them in my dreams every once in a while. We all sit down and sing Kumbaya together. Why? They don't got no power over me. So I'm not scarred. Now, I know some of y'all still scarred, but I'm not scarred. Let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because, see, diversity is the mwah, kiss of death. Because the word die means to university. So the devil got a universe. He wants you over in his. That's why he created it. The word division is the word die means to vision, mental pictures. It says there should be no divisions among you. But you should be perfectly united. Well, we're going to be united at, Brother Will. Where we're going to be united. United in mind and in thought. So I don't give a beep, 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 what color you are. Do we got the same mind, homie? Are we thinking the same freaking thoughts? If you think like me, you my brother. If you think like me, you my sister. You can call me anytime. You say, Brother Will, I need a bowl of sugar. Come on over, chill, and get it. See, I don't play this race game, man. That's freaking division. I don't play this economic. Oh, you're not in my economic status, brother. I ain't no black bougie. I'm sick and tired of this bougie, boule, economic. Oh, you're not in my economic style. I don't drink my tea with my pinky in the air. I'm not down with that low vibrational bullshit. That's what's causing the division in our country, in our churches. And anyway, Sunday morning is the most racially divided time, and everybody's claim they're serving the same God. Go to a white church. Go to a black church. Yeah, I did it. Y'all should check it out. I mean, I went to an all-white church up in San Marcos. This was years ago. It was a Unity Presbyterian something. Now, that was good. They had me, man. They had me. I was like, man, look at that. They was all, come on in, brother. We love you, brother. They was all hugging me and stuff. I'm like, look at the white folks, man. There is racial diversity. There is racial, you know, oneness. But after church, yeah, the true colors came out. Brothers and sisters, unity. The power of many in one. And I'm not talking about other people. I'm talking about you being in unity, being united, being unified in your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. You, this is not about nobody else. This is about you. You're not united. Your spirit and your soul, they're not on the same page. Your soul and your body, and they don't even talk to each other. Your spirit, soul, and body, they all sleep in the same bed, and all of them suckers, y'all know when husband and wife fight. You know, I know me and my wife have a disagreement. Y'all know how we do. Y'all know see, what I do. I get my shit in this. I actually go and sleep on the floor. That's how bad I am. I will actually get up, go in the closet. I go downstairs, make my living by my wife. I was like, fool, what in the hell are you doing on the floor? Well, I remember I didn't have a bed till I went to the military. First time I slept in the bed, I was 18 years old. True story. Now, every once in a while, I go to a friend's house. They had a bed. I was sleeping in their bed. I'm talking about my own freaking bed with my name on it. First time I slept in my own bed, I don't even know where. I'm more comfortable sleeping on the floor. Beds, I don't know, they hurt my back. So my wife would look, she would look, oh, this fool's on the bed again. I remember the first time we met, she was like, are you okay? I ain't never know fool sleep on the floor more than he said, get your ass in the bed. I'm comfortable sleeping on the floor. So every time my wife pisses me off, she know, well, that fool's on the floor in the closet, sleeping like a baby, curled up in a fetal position. Getting the best sleep of my life. Y'all know how we do. Same house. We got the same last name. We both supposed to be working for the same goal. Sleeping in the same, we don't even sleep in the same bed together. Now, we got a whole lot better. Me and my wife, you know, hey, we making it happen. We are becoming united. And I'm recommending that you do the same thing. Because this individual bullshitness that's being promoted by society today, all of this racial stuff, all the white people over chill, all the black people over chill, yeah, that stuff don't work. That dog don't hunt. Now, they promoting it, but I'm talking about if you want. Now, they're going to make it look good. Trust me. Sin looks good. It's pleasurable for a moment, but there's always a price you got to pay. Be united in mind, brother. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you, white, black, blue. Now, last time I checked the word all, it was all inclusive. It says that all of you agree. Woo-wee, that's going to be tough. That all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and in thought. It said nothing about body. So I'm not interested if we are united in body. We ain't got to sleep together, but you know what? We got to think together. And the problem with my Eagles Club, the problem with the Clarinomics, the problem with most people, groups, do you understand? The show I was going to do today was about how to turn your group into. Now, everybody got, there's Facebook groups. And I see people that form a group. They've got 20 or 30, 40, 50 people in that group. And then they just post up on Facebook. How about you monetize that group? Are y'all a member of a group? Do y'all have an own group? That's money, dude. Oh, that's money. Do that. If you don't have a Facebook group, you should start one today. Just go to Facebook, click on group. Now, I got my wealth creation group. I got my Christos, which used to be Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly group. I got my Eagles Club group. And then I got my regular Facebook. Same thing on YouTube. I got like 5 YouTube channels. I got like 3 Blog Talk channels. I forgot how many freaking other channels I got floating around out there. Some of them I barely even use. Why? That's money. Unity. The ability to get a many and get them all on one accord. That's money. That's how you get wealthy. That's how you get healthy. That's how you get wise. That's how you establish great relationships. Because everybody get together, everybody brings something to the table. It's like having a big potluck in heaven. What we think, we become. What are you thinking today? The Bible tells us that we should all think alike. Now, what should we be thinking? Let's go back to Ephesians 4:11. So Christ gave some apostles. Now, are you an apostle? Now, you got to wait for somebody to anoint you one. God calls you, not man. Are you a prophet? Are you an evangelist? Are you a pastor? Are you a teacher? He called you. Why did he call us? To equip his people for works of service. That the word service there means diakonia. That's what I do. I'm equipping you. I give you a diakonia report, and I'm going to send you through my clerinomics training to equip you. To do what? So that the body of Christ may be built up. You go out there and you encourage somebody. You build them up. You make them feel better so that way they can do better. Why are we going to do that, Brother Will? Verse 13, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. That word fullness of Christ there means pleroma. Now, let me read verse 13 as we close once again. This is why I'm not a Christian. This is because Hebrews 6:1 says the same thing. It says, leave the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and him crucified, and let us go on to what? Maturity. You want to call me something? I'm a mature spiritual spirit. That's what you can call me. Call me a mature spirit. Call me a black man, unless you get pissed off at me. Don't call me a Christian. Don't call me a Baptist. Don't call me a Presbyterian. Don't call me none of that watered-down shizness. If you want to call me something, call me a mature. Don't call me a believer. Call me a knower. Call me a mature truthologist. Just call me mature. Because everything I read in the scripture tells me, go on to that. So you got to start somewhere. I'm not mad at you. But if you've been there for about 20 years, yeah, me and you, we're not united in mind and thought. We're not batting on the same team. We don't serve the same God. If you've been, quote unquote, playing church for 30, 20 years, you still sitting on the same pew, you're not united in mind and thought. Because you're supposed to be doing something until you reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. Why? To become mature, attaining the whole measure. That means you're unified. That means you're united. That means you have unification. The whole measure of what? The fullness of the Godhead. Or the fullness of Christ. Now remember the definition of the word Christ. Christ is the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. It's all about the person and the place and the position. So Jesus had dunamis power because he was in the right office. Jesus is his name, but we know it's not his name because there was no J's. But hey, for the sake of argument, or lack of, for the sake of not arguing, because remember, we're on one mind. We mature. Now, do you think I walk around, when I go to church with my wife, I pray in Jesus' name. When I'm about to pray, I pray in Jesus' name. Why? I'm mature. I understand. You think I'm going to cause division over one letter? And that dog don't hunt. Now, I used to when I was young, dumb, and stupid. Now, I could care less what you call it, because I know I read in the book of Revelation where it says that his name is the Word of God. His name is the entire Word of God. He has the name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce. That's his name. So I overstand. So guess what? I'm mature now. See, maturity brings unity. This is how you can tell you're mature. If you walking around pissed off every time somebody say boo, you ain't mature. If I should be able to walk up to you and slap you in the back of the head and you should walk around and just say, hey, Brother Will, why'd you do that, brother? That stung a little bit. And we should chuckle. Now, I know I'm not going to do that, but that's what I'm saying. Maturity. This is the sign of unity. I can tell when people are mature. I like talking to mature people. It's great. Because when you're talking to a mature person, they ain't a sensitive. They ain't hyper-vigilant. They're not sitting there waiting for you to say, oh, what did you just say, man? What did you just say? Did you just say Jesus Christ is not Lord, brother? Blasphemy. Off with your head. Oh, okay, next. See, a mature believer, he don't give a damn about what you think. Do you really think I care? It ain't my job. I ain't God. It ain't my job. I used to when I was young, dumb, and stupid. I thought it was my job to correct everybody. I thought it was my job to save everybody. I thought it was my job to I would go to the gym. Excuse me, sir. You didn't put that 45 plate back. What? Well, you know, over there, that sign right there on the gym, it says, return weights after use. Yeah, you didn't put the 45 back. What are you, freaking weight police? Yeah, mother, I'm the weight police. Get over here. And then there we go. Why? Two immature fools, full of testosterone, want to freaking fight everybody. Yeah, you're going to run up on the wrong person, and they're going to put you in a box. You can't, brother. You can't, sister. Maturity is understanding that you don't give a beep. It's all about you. Maintaining your own sense of self-control, faith, hope, and love. Understanding that you're vibrating as a single standing column of waveform energy. Now, I am not sitting up here telling nobody that this is easy. It took me 50 years to get to the door. So if you 20, nobody should make you feel. You 20, you know what I was doing when I was 20? You know what I was doing when I was 30? You think I was paying some fool $100 or $5,000 to go through no life optimization course? Hell no. I was chasing females. I was chasing dollar bills. So I'm not coming on this show acting like I'm God's gift to the planet. I'm old as dirt. I'm old as most everybody listening to me today. So none of the words that I'm saying should offend nobody, because you know this old fool, hell, he should figure it out by now. He's knocking on 60. Hell, he should get it right. So when I was in my 20s and my 30s, what y'all think I was doing? I wasn't teaching nothing about no damn maturity. I was trying to figure out how to take your money. Catch you in the dark alley, I was going to bust you in the back of the head. I was not no good dude. So I am not coming on this show and on none of my shows trying to act like I'm holier than thou. I learned from error. I wish to God I was like my brother. Now, my brother's sitting in the big house doing good. My sister, she's the head of the freaking federal highway for the whole state of Arkansas. They make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, been on the same job for 30, 40 years. I wish I was like them. Now, see, they were smart. They saw me get my ass whooped, and they was like, yeah, we're not doing that. Me, I got whoopings every day. Left home, got in the streets, start fighting every day. I was an angry dude. Angry. Why? I had a chip on my shoulder. I had the freaking Napoleon complex. I had the little man disease. I pray to God that that's not you. That is not a good life. You get my age, you're going to look back and you're going to be very, very remorseful. You're going to do a lot of crying at night. You're going to get in your car and just drive around in circles and just cry and just cry and just cry, because you see all of the opportunities you just pissed away because you could not be mature, because you could not take the eyes off your pain and focus on your gain. Spend so much time looking in the past, that's going to cost you your Brothers and sisters, it is time for us to grow in unity. There's too much division, too much fighting, too much bickering. Every time somebody says something, somebody got, you know, go on Facebook and paste something. Just post something. That somebody going to come on your page and post something that's the opposite just to argue. Man, that's for children. Let me close with Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Colossians 3:13 says this: bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. Verse 14, Colossians 3:14. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Brothers and sisters, I am not qualified to give no damn lecture on unity. I've been the most divisive, destructive individual on the planet. I am ashamed to call myself a man, less known a man of God. I've disrespected every scripture. I've disrespected every vow I've ever taken. I've destroyed families and my own. I am not coming on this show trying to act like I'm something that I'm not. I'm just telling you what I did wrong. And based upon what the scripture is saying, I'm giving you what we should do, what I should have did. What I should have did, I should have been mature. I should have sought to live in faith and in the knowledge of God. That leads to maturity. That leads to the ability to obtain the full measure of the fullness of Christ, not just a part of Christ, the fullness. And Christ is the office that gives you power. Person, establish the office. So you need the person, you need the place, and you need the position, which is, again, the kingdom. And the word kingdom means that the king has dominion over your dome. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. And may God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. At least that's what they tell us. And may his son bless you. His name is Yahushua, because the Son always comes in the name of the Father. And may the Ruach, and may the Numa, and may the set apart one continue to lead you and guide you. I can't lead you, brother. I can't guide you. But the Ruach and the Numa, your intuition can. May the Ruach and the Numa continue to lead you and guide you into all truth, not a part of it, all of it. Because the Ruach and the Numa will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, you are my brother. You are my sister. I don't give a rip what color your skin is. To all my brothers and to all my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.
Rate it all, hit it on a nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pail. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got it screaming at humanity and dism to a cell. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gun it with the team. Yeah. They come up with the ghetto getting money grubbing scheme. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Yeah. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh.
But you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.